The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We're talking in opposition. So we were talking about Bitochen in one's panosa. And the starting point is that the panosa doesn't come from us. And there's even a pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us koyach la'asot yitzchoyel. The Targum translates that he puts in our minds the right decisions to make the money that we're making. It's not even us. And we have to know lechatchila that no matter how hard we try, Hashem may decide that we're only going to have a basic sustenance. And he may decide we have more than our sustenance. But we can always have the peace of mind that we're getting what we need. A lot of anxiety that people have when it comes to panos is because they imagine that they have to have all kinds of things which they don't really need. And if they don't get it, they're frustrated. But if a person realizes that the starting point is basic necessities, and that Hashem is going to give, as long as he makes the proper stylus, that's the way Hashem set it up. And the melee is going to have the peace of mind. The money is going to come or not come no matter what. And it's a pity to waste the whole period of time or the whole day will it work out, won't it work out, what's going to happen, what's going to be. It's going to be good. We're giving the hands of Hashem. Also, when it's going to come is negative HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person is working on a certain project and doesn't come quick enough and he gives up on it and doesn't realize that Hashem gave him the courage to be involved in it and just keep it going. If you do it, most businesses close within the first 2 years of opening up. And a lot of it is people just don't persevere with what they're doing. So once again, when it's nogeya to panosa, we could have peace in mind. Just do our thing and do it well. And then Hashem will decide if he's going to give us the basic amount. And sometimes Hashem gives us more than we need for ourselves. Why does Hashem give a person more than he needs for himself? The other part of the says, it's in the
Kol HaLashon.
Starting from Hashem, the test if he's going to be over Hashem or he's going to rebel against Hashem. Anything more than your basic sustenance is not because Hashem just decided to give you extra money. It's a test from Hashem. How are you going to use that money? He says he brings a marshal. Like a king, he can find his soldiers and his servants and all the different the generals and the advisors. And around all these people, they have their own families that he has to take care of. So, Hashem is like that king. He can finance everybody to use it for a certain purpose. We use it for the purpose that Hashem intended, which is for the needs of our family or the needs of people around us. Then we have accomplished what Hashem wanted. That brings us tremendous tzara. At the mitzvah, once mentioned that the Vilna Gaon says, "V'gita v'yom v'layla." We're supposed to learn. One's supposed to learn day and night. So how does that take over working? And the answer is because oisik the mitzvah potter in the mitzvah. Since there is a mitzvah to the mitzvah itself, potter the mitzvah. But come about, it's only mitzvah if we do it right. If we get caught up with just the fact that one has to make money. And Chas v'Shalom could be naveh. We've seen throughout history how people that had more than enough what they needed for themselves, but they wanted to become extra rich or super rich, then they fell into terrible places and they often make these funds and marshal other people and hurt other people. Well, this is an important thing for us, to have that peace of mind, to be content and feel that I'm doing the right thing. I'm involved in my panos, I'm going to do it responsibly and as best as I can. Now Hashem will decide. If he decides I have my best supplement, I'm not wealthy, that's also good. And if I can make that b'ahava, then I was only in that nisayon. If I decide that I should have more than that, then I have a different type of nisayon. The nisayon, will I use that extra money that I have in the proper fashion? Well, let's find all kind of reasons why not to use it in the proper fashion. Either way, it's a nisayon, and either way, it's an opportunity that we, in the right fashion, we'll, as Hashem grant, gain tremendously from it. Close yourself.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.